Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. Glad to have you this morning as we continue to learn a little bit more about the place where we live. Today, I'm going to be talking to a former school teacher. His name is Marlon Carter, and he was not only a teacher, so was his dad. We'll discuss the Carter family right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you as we continue to learn about people, places, and things in our county. Well, with me today, I've got a fellow who I've known for quite a few years. In fact, he taught me in school, and I knew his parents, knew his brother. And we're going to find out a little bit more about them and their contributions to our county, especially with a couple of people in his family on the education side. Anyway, with us today is Marlon Carter, and we appreciate you coming in, and we're going to learn a little bit about who you are and where you came from. How about that?
Oh, thank you.
All right, let's start with your mom and dad. Now, I have known them, or knew them for several years, and remember so well them living there on Wilmore Road across from the Jessamine County High, what is now West Jessamine, and things about them. So let's start with your dad. Tell us where your dad was from when he was born, that kind of thing. How he made it to here.
Both my parents were raised in Buckeye, Kentucky, close to Lancaster in Garrard County.
Yeah.
And they lived within just a very few miles of each other. And my dad and mom went to the same school in there in Buckeye. And one thing that was a little bit different is my dad rode a pony to school. And at that time, they even had a little stable beside the school.
Yeah.
He showed us a few years before he passed away where the stable would have been. And he said all the kids could put their ponies in there and then pick them up at the end of the school day.
Well, he continued. In fact, I'll interrupt you there. I mean, he kept that livestock with him all his life, because I remember, didn't he raise those miniature horses at one time too? Or were those just ponies?
Now, they started when my brother and I were quite young with Shetland ponies.
Oh, yeah.
Then they moved up to the little miniature horses.
Yeah.
And they even had, he had a donkey. And then he went in Tennessee walking horses.
Yeah.
And at this time, we still have two of the little mini horses and one Tennessee walking horse
that he had out there.
That he had.
Yeah.
And a lot of people remember a little black stud that used to be out there for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away in December at 34 years old.
34. Oh, my gosh. That's kind of unusual, isn't it, for a horse?
Yeah. I had hoped he would make it a few more years, but his health really declined rapidly.
Yeah. Well, I got you off track there a minute. So they're in Buckeye. He's riding horses to school. Now, did your mom, you said she lived over in that area, too?
Yeah, I believe probably her parents, because she had seven brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So I think they probably, they didn't arrange for everybody to be riding a pony. They probably had an automobile to bring all of them to school.
So at some point in time, I'm assuming because they kind of lived in the same county, these two met up. Your mom and dad met up. And would that have been while they still lived there? I guess Jessamine County came later is what I'm saying.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes,
okay.
They met and married while they were still both in Buckeye area.
Okay.
And that's where my mother's father lived up until he passed away. Then my dad's parents, they moved to Crab Orchard. But that was, I was probably in elementary school when that happened.
Something we should do that we haven't. Tell your mom and dad's full name so people know who we're talking about.
Okay, William Carter.
Right.
and Mary Carter.
Yeah, here we go. So people now, they're like, oh, yeah, okay, I remember. And for those that are my age or around my age, they did live right at the corner of Wilmore, where I remember, of Jessamine Station and Wilmore Road. That house right there on the corner across from the high school. Okay, so they meet and they get married at some point in time. Now, I'm assuming that, did they get married before or after he went to the college? Because he had to, being an educator, he went to college, I'm sure. Do you know?
The part that I remember that they did talk about was that he pretty well went to further education right after the high school. Mm-hmm. And he got interrupted into that when he did go to the Army.
Okay.
And
do you know when that would have been?
No.
Well, what year was he born?
That I don't have down.
That's okay. He probably was born, well, how old was he when he died?
But they were approximately, I believe, about 89.
Okay. So
when they passed away.
When they passed away, and that's been several years.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm thinking he served in World War II.
Yes, sir. Now, he didn't go overseas.
Yeah.
They wound up putting him, because being a teaching,
uh-huh.
He was an educator in the service.
Oh, yeah, because he knew how to do it.
Yes,
and they needed
yes,
educators.
And cool. So many young men at that
yeah.
time had
yeah.
not been able to go on to school.
Right.
And so that was a job that he had.
And, you know, back then especially, it's probably not that way now, but back then, I didn't really think about that. The fact that, you know, when you think about somebody going in service and going in the Army or whatever, first thing you think about is they've got a gun in their hand, they're fighting, or they're a medic, maybe. You just tend to forget that, yeah, you still need people to teach. And so that's pretty cool to learn that fact that that's what he did. Do you have any idea what leaned him to wanting to be in education? Do you ever tell you?
No, I don't know, unless it's just because he wanted to see other people, mm-hmm. you know, be better educated, be able to, well, start first off to read and write.
Well, there's a reason I asked that, because you eventually ended up in education, and I have to assume that it's probably because your dad, maybe, was involved in it, and that's why I asked if you knew why he did. Neither of his parents were educators then.
No, so
okay.
His parents were farmers.
Okay, all right.
And my mother's parents were farmers
yeah.
also.
Now, he goes to school. Do you know where he went to his, where did he get his?
Well, one, I think he went, finally took some classes at UK, but uh-huh. he went to Cumberland College
okay.
also.
So he gets his degree, he becomes a teacher. Was that prior to marriage?
No, I don't believe. I believe they got married.
Okay.
After he got, I believe it was after they got out of the service.
Now, did she work outside the home?
Yes, she did. Some of the people may remember she worked for the ASCS office, mm-hmm. Agricultural Stabilization Conservation Service,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and she did that for quite a few years with the tobacco allotments
right,
and things,
right.
things like that,
yeah.
and then she met a lot of people in the community
yeah, yeah.
doing that.
Well, at some point in time, they get married, they decide it's time to have a family. Now, had they come to Jessamine County by that time, or were they still
no,
here?
I was born in Richmond.
So, well, we're over in Richmond now, okay.
And he was probably doing classes then, mm-hmm. too. Now, my brother, I'm not sure.
Well, that begs the question, before I get into you and Dolan, what brought him to this county? Well, how did they end up in Jessamine?
It was probably a teaching opportunity.
Okay.
He taught a variety of subjects mm-hmm. over time, but he liked agriculture,
yeah.
and he trained in that.
Yeah.
And when he came here to Jessamine, he got he was at Wilmore. And
oh, really?
He was the agriculture teacher at Wilmore, and I'm sure there's a lot of people remember him at Wilmore.
Sure.
And then he did other jobs, but he finished his career here in Jessamine County.
Well, when the schools consolidated, when Nicholasville High and Wilmore High were no more, it became Jessamine County High, which would have been around 60. Did he work at Jessamine County High then? Or was he in central office at that time?
Before he went to the central office, they had him teaching some other grades
mm-hmm.
and different subjects. And I think history was one of those subjects.
At the high school?
I believe it was at the high school.
Yeah. And history and different things. So he's at Jessamine County. Well, I guess that would have been Oh, shoot. I'm trying to think some of the people he would have worked with. He probably worked with people like Elmer Stevenson and Billy Loggridge. Yes. And Roland Roberts may have been superintendent about that time. I don't know that Buddy was that early. It may have been Roland or somebody.
Yeah, I believe probably then.
Yeah.
And then
and
Mr. Adams.
Right. But he did end up finally, though, at Central Office, and
yes,
we'll talk about that. But before that happened, in 40-something, you came along.
1947.
All right. And then when was Dolan born?
He was born a year later in 48.
I want to talk about him first, and because you're still going. Unfortunately, we lost Dolan early, too early. It's amazing how there's things in your life that you remember where you were when you heard that it happened. And I remember I was at the radio station when I found out that your brother had died. Let's talk about Dolan. Dolan was born, and tell us a little about him growing up, what he did with his life before he died.
Well, he was, I think, a very smart individual,
mm-hmm.
and he had a lot of friends. And, of course, people that went to school with him might remember that he had really curly hair.
Yeah.
And now, in the earlier grades, he did not like the curly hair. He hated that. But then, as he got older, he found out that curly hair was fine.
It was and, quite attractive, huh?
Yes. And so then, from then on, he made sure that the curls were there. But he did like to ride motorcycles, and people would see him. He'd be riding them in the wintertime,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he'd ride in different states and mm-hmm. things, and also, he was a mechanic on motorcycles as well as cars,
mm-hmm.
and he also helped frame houses. And in fact, before he had passed away, he was already getting lumber together, and he was going to build a house for himself.
Logana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's Logana.
Right.
And he had already had the lumber all fixed. He tore down a house in here in Nicholasville, mm-hmm. and had the doors, windows, and the lumber all stacked and ready to do something.
And unfortunately, motorcycles was his undoing.
Yes, sir.
It was an accident that occurred. In fact, halfway between where I live now and his Logana place.
That's right.
That it was. But now, when I got to get to know Dolan, I actually knew him after I knew you. Because I had you in junior high, what used to be the junior high.
Yes, sir.
And then when I started work at WNVL, Dolan owned the donut shop. And a lot of people may remember out on Edgewood Drive, guys, in the area of, I think I'm right, wasn't it around maybe now where Bobby Day Wilson's insurance agency is or Charles Collins, somewhere in that area.
It was between those two.
Between the two.
Uh-huh.
Was it Dixie Cream?
Dixie Cream Donuts.
Yeah.
He would do that, and he had other things he was doing. He worked at least part of that time for the Hayden Company.
I forgot about that.
And he was still at his death. He was doing the donut shop.
Yeah.
Because
we did live ads on the radio. When we did the morning shows, he would call, or I would call him, and we would talk live on the air about what he had that day and what kind of donuts he'd made and all that. And was so very saddened when I heard that Dolan had died. That was an unfortunate accident. And it's funny because as you grow older, and I find out that people who have gone through kind of the same situation you have kind of understand each other. You lost a brother, I lost a brother. We kind of know what it feels like to go through that kind. And it was your only sibling. And it's tough. And I'm sure it was tough for you to go through losing him, especially at his age. Because how old was he? He was pretty young.
About 35.
Yeah, pretty young. Was he married? Did he have kids at that
time? No, he never married.
Okay.
Another thing I just thought about is when the CB radios
mm-hmm.
were big all over,
mm-hmm.
he was real popular in doing that with the local CB club.
Yeah.
And he had a handle of Onion.
Onion?
Onion. And
you have any idea where that come from?
No, I have no idea. But it, that might be something that people might
might
remember about him if they're trying to figure out who he was.
Onion. Well, he was a nice fella. He really was from always to me, and I always appreciate knowing Dolan and hate that did you guys had to go through that? Now, he was born a year after you, you said.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about you a little bit. I want to tell people what you've been into, and then we'll get back to your parents a little bit. How'd you do in school? Do you have curly hair, too?
Unfortunately not. And now there's less.
So you went to Jessamine County High.
Yes, I did. Graduated, I believe I was supposed to been in, I graduated in 65, and mm-hmm. I think that was supposed to be the first class that went all 4 years.
All 4 years, that's right.
All 4 years to Jessamine County High.
Did you know at that time that you wanted to get into teaching?
Yes, and I got that idea from my dad.
Yeah.
It looked like something that I think I would enjoy, and he enjoyed it. And so I had plans to go on to college to be a history teacher.
Yeah, just
that
like him.
My goal was to be, that was what I wanted to teach.
Yeah. And that's what I had you for.
Yes,
was,
sir.
Was,
yes,
and I'm thinking it was, oh gosh, would have been eighth grade?
Yes, sir. Been eighth grade, been American history.
Yeah. And the best I can remember, test my memory here a minute, people that did not attend Jessamine County Junior High, it's where the village is now. It's that, because one side of the building was the junior high, the other side was Warner Elementary. And it's almost the best way I can describe the building is a beehive. When it first opened, it was pretty scary for anybody to walk in and try to figure out which way to go. But the way it was built, there was these what they call pods. And you'd walk in this hallway, and when you walked in a pod, there would be sets of doors. And the best I can remember, you had a couple of classrooms that were sixth grade history or whatever, and then there was science, and seventh grade, and then, or I'm sorry, seventh, eighth, and ninth at that time is what it was. I think, if my memory is correct, that, oh, let me go back. In the pod, there was two teachers. Two classrooms, and it had those folding walls that you could open up if you needed to. My best remembrances is that you were on one side and Gladys Lewis was on the other. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, she taught not only, the best I can remember, there. I actually think somebody told me, did she teach, was she at Nicholasville? Was she at the old Dunbar School maybe even? I mean, Miss Lewis was around for
a
long time.
She was very well known lady.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice lady.
Yeah, very nice. But she taught history with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then, of course, you moved on up to John Darty and got into government. But I can see those pods so very well, and you on one side and her on the other. Did you enjoy the history? Once you did it, did you say, yeah, this is right for me?
I liked doing it. It was a lot of fun, and it's been very nice over the years seeing the young students then.
Right.
What they've grown up to become.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just, I mean, it's wonderful when I get to see people that have done really well in life.
Yeah. How many years did you teach?
I only taught 6 years.
Okay. And after six, then what?
Well, I started working in the grocery.
You know what? I forgot about that. Were you with Kroger?
I did work for Kroger for a couple of years.
But then where was the main part? Because you were in the meat department, weren't you? Were you a meat cutter?
I wound up going into the meat department later. I worked for Gateway Supermarkets, Shopper's Choice.
Gosh, you're talking about some.
Became Randall's. And Randall's, I worked for them probably the longest.
What did that? Can you say? What all of a sudden light bulb went off saying, not teaching no more? Wanted to change?
No, unfortunately, it was a financial.
Okay. Well, you need to better off your family. Now, you've got kids that are grown. Do you have grandkids already?
Oh, yes.
I guess you do. All right. So let's talk about your children who are from previous marriage, I think. Let's talk about them and what their names are and who your grandkids. Brag a little bit here.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. I have Tina, who has two children.
Uh-huh.
And that's Taylor and Brandon. And both, well, Brandon will be a college graduate in May.
Oh, my gosh.
Taylor has already graduated. And then I have Kim, two children.
Yeah.
And that's Cooper and Carter.
Yeah.
And then Denise, and she has three children. That'd be Madison, Alyssa, and Adam.
Man, you got them running around all over the place.
And then, well, I have my baby, which is Crystal.
Yeah.
And she's now a school teacher, and she has two children, and that's Colton and Halen.
I was going to ask you, of all your children, did they end up being teachers? And they did.
Crystal became a teacher.
So you had all girls?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did.
Wow. You know, one of the things, Marlon, that I have not struggled with, but it's been interesting marrying a girl that I did. Of course, I grew up with a brother just like you did.
Yes, sir.
And I had went to church with girls and I was in school with girls, but it's different than growing up in a household with a girl. On the other hand, my wife had three sisters. It was a lot different for her to get used to being around boys growing up because she never had. Just like it was for me growing up with girls. You kind of went through that too in having all these daughters and not having any sons. A whole lot different than it was growing up with Nolan.
Yes, sir, it was. Of course, you know that you're going to be the last one to get to use the bathroom. And you just stand back and have to wait your turn. Yeah.
But you wouldn't have it any other way.
No, sir. I sure love the girls.
Now, how long have you and Betty been married?
You know, I would have
a long
to,
time.
I'd have to figure that one out.
A long time. What was her maiden name?
Gorman.
Yeah. Is she still working?
Yes, sir. Yeah. She does. She works for Pepsi.
Pepsi. She's been there a long time.
Yes, sir. She does.
So you decide to go into the grocery business. You're there for quite a while. How many years were you with doing that kind of bit of work?
Well, I had started while I was still teaching school, which would have been in the late 70s or mid 70s up until about 99.
And then had enough of that. So then what'd you do? That's been quite a while. That's been, what, 18 years ago?
I do. I take care of residential property.
Yeah. So you, and that's a hard job too.
And do some farming.
Yeah. Y'all still have the, of course, it's just you now because your mom and dad both passed and Dolan. Do you all still have the farm there that we do referenced on the corner?
Yes, sir, we do.
Yeah. Do you live there?
I still live on the farm.
On the farm.
I don't live in the parents' house.
And still have some of those animals.
And we raise predominantly now people see goats there.
Yeah, yeah. How did, do you do that?
Yes, sir.
How did that come up? Is something you want to do?
I had one of my friends started talking to me about goats, and so then I started researching some of it and just found out, well, let's give it a try.
Raise some goats.
And one thing there that I might mention that when my oldest daughter, Tina, was in high school, my dad had a donkey there in the barn, and it was so loud when it would sound off that they could hear it over at the school, it would be class disruption. So that some of the people that went to school with Tina might remember that.
You know, we have listeners of all ages on this program, and some of the listeners who would be old enough to remember your dad especially because he taught them. If you had to describe your dad in a word, what would it be?
Well, he really wanted to make sure, like with my brother and I, because he was a teacher, that we would always do our say our sentences correctly and stuff. And he would get on us. I mean, it was like living with a teacher at home that like you would have at school. And
probably so, harder on you than what you had at school.
Yeah, because the school day went all the time.
Yeah.
But he would want to make sure that we did things proper, and he was really about our the way we did our English. Of course, I don't imagine it's as good now, but at that time he would correct and stuff, and I think we probably managed a whole lot more because of his attention.
When he retired, though, we talked about central office. What I didn't ask you what he did when he got to that point.
I think in his the final years that he was in that position, he would be in charge of like textbook adoptions, and he would go in and help teachers go into the classrooms and things, and they would decide on which books they wanted to use for the next year.
Yeah,
and it was a job that he really liked doing.
Now, what about your mom? How would you describe your mom? A couple words.
Well, she, after working at that the ASCS office, and after that she stayed at home, and of course she would help spoil my daughters. And one thing that one daughter told me to mention was that they had a dime jar, and they would put $5 in dimes in there, and when they came to spend the weekend, anytime they didn't do their English correctly or other things, then they would deduct
yeah.
some money, and then at the end of the weekend they would get the what's left in the jar. And but my daughter Kim made wanted me to mention
that. did they make much money? Or did I guess it went better as you get along, as you learn.
I think they did right well.
Yeah, but. Yeah, you learn. When did we lose your mother and dad? Tell us what year they died.
Okay, let's see. My mom was 2002, and my dad, I believe, was 2007.
Yeah. And, of course, you're the patriarch of the bunch now with all these girls and grandkids running around. Well, you know, they made significant contributions to our community in different ways. There's a lot of farmers out there that probably received the help of your mom throughout their careers, and because a lot of those farmers have to deal with that, like you said, the tobacco crops and all that kind of stuff with ASCS. And your dad, of course, it's untelling how many people he touched through his teaching career, both at Wilmore and at Jessamine, just like you did. I mean, you had a number of students, and you were only 6 years, and I guess he did his, I don't know how many years was he with Jessamine County Schools, a long time.
I don't know the
yeah, but
exact number, but yeah, it was
quite a long time. And contributed, and a lot of people have benefited. And you know, something we've talked about on this program many times is, and I think especially in teaching is where you see this more, you don't really do realize what effect you had. Now, you mentioned seeing students and seeing what they're doing and things like that, but it's kind of hard maybe sometimes to realize that people out there in this world today are doing some things, maybe because of the way you influenced them in your classroom. And I think all teachers do that. So it's hard to tell what people were in the classroom of your dad that he influenced that you didn't even know about and are out there influencing other people right now. So that, I think we can all do that in our life, but especially in a classroom, because you've got, you don't know what those ears are picking up on, do you?
No, sir.
Yeah,
don't.
You don't. You don't realize. So it is good to be able to see. Of course, you can look back at some of your former students and look at them and see how well they've done, and then you look at me. and there's just me. But I appreciate the contributions that they made, and you two, too. And Dolan, even in his young life. I mean, he contributed to this community, and we appreciate that he did that. I just wish that he was still around to do it. I know you miss him terribly.
Yes, sir. I think we could have done a lot more.
Yeah.
And if he would have been still with us.
Yeah. But that's one of those things that we have no control over, and there's a reason for it, and we'll figure it out one of these days, I guess. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you doing this and helping us learn a little bit more about our county and people that contributed to it.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I want to say thanks to Marlon Carter for coming in and sharing about his family today. We appreciate you coming in every Saturday morning also to visit with us on All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock. Also, join me this week from 6 until 8 a.m., my regular show right here on Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.